Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Lamed Beis, three lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis, we know that the Pasuk in Parshas Kedushin tells us, Ish Imai Va'avil Tirao, and the Pesukim tell us in Parshas Yisrael, and once again in Parshas Be'eschanan, and that's Seres HaDibris, Kabbas Avicha V'Esimecha. And the Gemara asks, Ezeo Omeira V'Ezeo Kibud, what is considered awe of your parents, and what is considered covet for your parents? So the Gemara explains, Meira, La'ayim V'Mekaymai, Meira is referred to a person not standing in his father's place, and Rashi explains, V'Makam Yuchad La'aviv, in a place that's significant, that's specific for his father, that he would stand there beside Zakenim and Mechaveir Be'itza when he's talking together with Zakenim and together with his friends while they're discussing important topics. And you also can't sit in your father's place where he's sitting in your home or in shul. And you can't contradict your father's words. And Rashi explains, if your father and another chacham are discussing a dvar halacha and they're having a machlekes, and you can't take the side of the other person and bring raias to the other person and say that it seems that that person is correct. According to Rashi, it comes out that the words of Loi Seisis Dvarav and Loi Machriya are very similar. However, the Ramah explains, even where the son thinks that his father is correct and he wants to bring raias to his father, that it's not proper of him to say that I think my father is correct. But if he has a raya to bring, he should bring the raya, but not specifically say that I agree with my father, as that sounds like a chutzpah. He says, that all these dinim are dafka when your father's alive. And the Brisa continues, kibud, what is considered kibud avim, maichel mashko malbisha mechasa machtus umaitzi. You feed your father, you give him to drink, you get him dressed, you cover him up, and some agurus umanil, and you put on his shoes, and you bring him in and bring him out, and you take care of his needs. And all the first ideas of Meira are all things which are loisa say, which are things that you shouldn't do, and the things that are relevant to covered are things that you should do for your parent. And even though the Brisa seems to be talking only about your father, all these dinim would be relevant to your mother if the same scenarios would apply. In addition, the Rambam says that this is not an exclusive list, as of course anything which would be similar would also be included in Meira and Kibud. And the Gemara continues, Yibayilu, we have the following Shaila, and we continue on Daflam and Bezim Nav, Mishami, although we just stated that there's a chiyav on a child to be mechabed his father by giving Meichel and Mashka and to be Mechabedim, however, when having to spend money on your father, does that money have to come from the child, or does the money have to come from the father? Rabbi Yehuda states that the money has to come from the son, and the son has a chiyav to actually pay money in order to be Mechabed his father. Rabbi Nasma Ishiya states it only comes from the father, and the son does not have to take money out of his pocket. And the Gemara tells us, like Rabbi Nassan, who says that the money for Kibbut Av, Dafka, comes from the father and not from the son. And in the second taste of the Amid, in Diva Maschel, earlier, Rabbi Rabbi Yemi, Commander Amid Mishal Av, Tais points out, Mashma Shekach Alocha, Vichim Pasuk Bishiltis Dravachoi, Bepashva Yishma, who Pasuk Kechad Lesle Av, Isle the Ben. However, he also paskins that if the father does have money and the son does have money, Chayiv Aben, Laz and Aviv, then certainly the son would have to take money out of his pocket in order to feed his father, Vichim Pasuk Reeve, Rabbi Nuchananel. As it won't be worse than any other case where someone doesn't have any money. And Taisa brings many different rayas to his side, and then six lines before the end of Taisa says, and there's also a raya for the Yushalmi, Shavesalamaila, that I brought beforehand on the Flamid, that the Pasuk states, Bidigea, covered of Hashem, Kabedes Hashem, Mehoinecha, and Yeshloi Mammon Chayiv. Over there, it's only from your assets, and therefore, if you have money, then you Chayiv, and La Pata, over Kirav. It doesn't make a difference if the son has money or if he doesn't have money, he has a chiyuv of kibab aim. And the Gemara continues and asks a question on a psak that we just stated, that commander of Mishal Av, as Mesve, Nema Kabbis Avich Vesimecha, the Pasuk states you have to be Mechab your father and mother, Venema Kabbis Hashem Meirinecha, Malalam, Chasar and Kiss, just like Bidigay HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says from your assets, and you have to have Chasar and Kiss in order to be Mechab HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avkam Chasar and Kiss, also over here, Bidigay Kibab Aim. Even if there'll be chesaron kiss, the chi of kibud av aim still applies. V'amr mishal av, my nafkalei minei. And if you're going to tell me that the only way that you're chayiv to do kibud av aim is if it comes from the father's assets, so l'chayim, what's nafkamina? And the Gemara answers, l'bitul malacha, although it's true that you don't have to take money out of your pocket in order to buy food or to buy drinks for your father or your mother, however, if you will miss work based on the fact that you have to take care of your father or your mother, that you have to do, and that will be your chesaron kiss. And this idea of bitul malacha is similar to the idea that we have of Bias HaRevach, when someone is not actually paying money, but he has a loss of profits, that is very different than actually taking money out of your pocket. And over here, the din would be that you would have to have that chasaron kis, and you would have to have Minyas HaRevach. According to the Ri and Rabbeinu Chananel, why didn't the Gemara answer that is not only a nafkamina, but the Gemara B'Malacha, but is a nafkamina also where the father didn't have any money, B'tzarech Bia? And the Gemara continues, Tashma, we learned in the Brisa of Beis Achim of the two brothers, or Shnei Shufim, or the two Shufim, Ha'av B'nai, or the father and son, Ha'rab B'Talmidai, or Rebbe and Talmud, Poydin Zel Zel Ma'aseh Sheni, that they're allowed to be poyded from each other, but the Gemara Ma'aseh Sheni. And as we know, if a person has Ma'aseh Sheni, they have to take up to Yerushalayim, they're allowed to be poyded at Ma'aseh Sheni onto money. And if a regular person comes and buys that Ma'aseh Sheni from the owner, then he has to pay the exact amount of the value of the Ma'aseh Sheni. However, if the actual owner wants to be poyded in order to take money to Yerushalayim and not schlep all of his payers, then he has to add on a surcharge of a chaymish or 20%. The Brisa teaches us that if someone's father has Ma'aseh Sheni, the son could be poyded from the father and he doesn't have to add on that surcharge and he doesn't have to add on 20%. And as Rashi says, and we don't say that the son and the father are considered like one person, since he loves him and he actually has a chiyuv to take care of his father's mezainis, and we don't say that he's achalei legabei v'arehu kudmi shepadehu ba'atzmai, and we don't say it's as if the father is being paid his own ma'aseh sheni, and therefore they should have to add on the 20% surcharge. And the Brisa continues, machin lezel zel ma'aseh oni, if the father is an oni, then the child could give his father his ma'aseh oni as his chiluk that he has to give to the aniyim based on the din of ma'aseh oni, which takes place in the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. As Rashi says, if his father, his brother, his shutif, or his rebbe are aniyim, then he could give him ma'aseh oni. And Zok Rashi, afa pi shechavel of kegufay, even though he loves him as if he's himself, and even if he wouldn't have a chiyuv to give ma'aseh oni, he would take care of his father or his rebbe or his brother or his shutif. And even so, the din is that he could give them ma'aseh oni. The Gemara asks, v'amr mishal ben, and if you're going to tell me like Rabbi Huda stated that the din of kibbutz avim is from the son, we know, but the tzedakah, you can't give tzedakah and it's not counted towards ma'aseh if someone has a chayiv or an obligation to do something. And over here also, since he has a chayiv to give his father this money based on the chayiv of kibbutz avim, so l'chayiv, how could he be yotze the chayiv of ma'aseh oni? And the Gemara answers, inachanami le'tzricha la'dafa, the benegei of the regular food and the regular drink that he has to give his father, that has to come from his own money, because like Rabbi Yehuda said in Mishal Ben, and when the Brisa states that you're allowed to take your ma'aseh oni and give it to your father, that's talking where your father needed extra food or extra drink. And as Rashi states, that the chiyuv to give to your father food and drink is only a midah beinus. But in Mavid Tzarech L'Sudi Yisera, Yachlenu Ma'aseh Oni, in that case, you could feed him Ma'aseh Oni. And the Gemara asks, Ihachi Hayim Tani Allah, Amr Yehuda, Tov Me'eri L'Misha Ma'achas Omer Ma'aseh Oni, then L'Chari, if it's talking about Hadafa, then why would Rabbi Yehuda say that a curse should be on a person who gives his father Ma'aseh Oni, if L'Chari, there's nothing wrong with that? And as the Gemara asks, V'la Hadafa, Ma'i Nafkamina, L'Chari, if we're talking about the excess money and the extra food and drink that the father needs, so why should it be a curse on the person that gives his father ma'aseh oni? The Gemara answers, Afilachi zilu bein milsa, even so, you're being mezalzel in your father by giving him tzedakah and making him feel that he is a charity case. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, we learned that the Brisa, Sholos Rabbi Lezah, the Hechon Kibbutz Avim, they asked Rabbi Lezah, how far do you have to go to the gay Kibbutz Avim? And Amalem, he responded to them, Kadesh Yitel Anaki, that the father will take your purse with money, and he'll throw it into the sea in front of you, and the son will not embarrass his father. And the Gemara is, V'amrit Mishal Av, if you're the only way that there's a chiyuv of Kibbutz Avim is only from the father's money and his assets, my nafka loymine, why would the child care and why would he get angry and embarrass his father if the father threw his own wallet into the sea? And the Gemara answers, Brayli Yarshay in Chanami, that even though it's not the child's money and it's the father's money, but lemaisa it's money that he will be yerush, and therefore of course he'll get upset that his father's going and wasting his yerusha. V'chirad Rav Barfuna, and just like we find B'negei Rav Barfuna, Rav Huna Karishirai Ba'ampe Rav Rei, the Rav Huna ripped a very expensive silk shirt in front of his son Rabba. Oma Izlech say Irasach Iloy Rasach, and Rav Huna stated that I want to see if my son Rabba will get angry or not get angry. And as Rashi says, V'dilma Rasach V'om Lavu Amidu Burschai, and maybe he'll say something not proper to his father while he's angry. And the Gemara is, how could Rav Huna test his son Rabba in this way? V'dilma Rasach, maybe Rabba would get angry at Rav Huna and be Ivan Kibbutz Avim, because of Lefnei Ivan Lisita Michal, and it'll come out Rav Huna was Iva on Lefnei Ivan Lisita Michal. And the Gemara answers, the Machal Lichakrei, that Rav Huna was already Michal is covered, and therefore he knew that even if Rabba would get angry, he would not be Iva on Kibbutz Avim, because Lemaisa he was Michal is covered, and as we know, that Avshu Machal Kfeidai Kfeidai Machal. And the Gemara asks, for Ka'ava Mishum Baltashkas, the then Lemaisa, how could Rabbi Huna rip up the shirt if Lemaisa he'll be Ivan Batashris? And the Gemara answers, the Avlo, that when Rabbi Huna ripped the shirt, he made sure to rip it on a seam, and therefore it was something that would be able to be refixed afterwards. And as Rashi says, as it didn't have a loss of value based on it being ripped on the seam, could go in Vishulyov. And the Gemara then asks, if Rav Huna ripped the shirt on its seam, so maybe that was why Rabbi did not get angry, and how was this a valid test? And the Gemara answers, he did it at a time that Rabbi was already upset about something, and therefore Rabbi was not going to be looking exactly where the shirt was ripped, and he thought this was a good test to see if Rabbi would get upset or not get upset. We have to say that Rav Huna already told Rabbi beforehand that he was Meichel, as otherwise, once Rabbi got angry and he didn't know that his father was Meichel, then it'll be like he was in the scaven to eat Bas Chazir, and Lemaisa came out and he ate Bas Atla, the Amla Kama Per Basra, Shetzarch Mechil Vechapara, and Lechayr Tzarch Pia, that if Rav Huna told Rabbi that he was Meichel is covered, then Lechayr, why would this be a major test? And the Mefarshim is that Lechayr had the Gemara say that it's not considered Lefei Iva Vele Sita Michshol because he was Meichel is covered, but Einach Hanami, Ben Gei getting angry at his father, he was Meichel that covered, but if Rabbi would get angry, then he'd be Iva on a member of Chazal that says, Kol HaKriyas Ke'ilu Avid Avid Zara. And the Chidah explains that when the Gemara says, Kol HaKriyas Ke'ilu Avid Avid Zara, that's talking about someone gets completely angry and loses himself. However, if someone just gets a little bit angry or a little bit upset, that is not in that Gedar. And Rav Huna knew that Rabbi would not get that angry, and therefore that was not a problem of Levine Iva Lesita Michshol. And I in the top tesis on Daflam Bezim and Alf, Rabbi Huda Ima Michel Ben, where the tesis brings a circular question, and it's a very interesting question that according to Rabbi Huda holds that the din of kibud av ha'im is from the son, so then it's dominantly kibud av ha'avedis atzmo v'avedis chaveri ketzed yasa, that if someone has kibud av ha'im in front of him and he also lost something, he has to go and take that, or he sees there's aved of his friend and he wants to pick up the aved of his friend, which one comes first? Im yasa b'kavod aviv haloy avedis chaveri kedemes, we know that if he wants to be yasek and kavod av, then lemaisa avedis chaveri comes first. And as the Gemara teaches us in Eilam Metzias, that a father can't tell his son not to do a specific mitzvah, since Hashav's Aved is a mitzvah, so certainly that would come prior to Ki Rav Aim. Taisus continues, and therefore, since he'll be Isaac and Aved is Chaveri, of course his Aved comes first, as the Gemara states, Ephes Ki Lo Yobcha Evin, and the Gemara in Bar Mitzia teaches us, Shechol Kaidim Lekol Adam, and Vim Yasub Avedasai, and if he'll be Isaac and his Aved, how he created Aviv Kaidim, it will come out that really his covet of his father should come first, the man of Michel Ben, at least according to Rabbi Yudu, who says that Ki Rav Aim comes from the son's assets. Taisus explains, in this case, he should be Isaac as an owner of Aveda, even though a person is mechuyev to spend his own money in order to take care of his father, that's only if his father is getting a benefit by you actually spending that money for your father. So for example, if you have to buy your father food, you have to take money out of your pocket to buy your father food. However, if you're about to lose that Aveda, now by taking care of your father, you're not going to be able to find and keep that Aveda, then of course Aveda's Atzmoy comes first. And Taisus continues 9 lines on the bottom of Taisus, and even though the Gemara will state that the kibud av ha'im goes that far, that if your father takes a wallet and throws it into the yam, and you won't embarrass him, and l'chayre over there, how does the money give it to the father any hanah, and why should that be included in Michel Ben? Taisa states, that over there it's talking about a scenario where the father actually has hanah based on the fact that he throws the anarchy into the yam, in order to instill fear into his family. If not for that, if he's just throwing away for nothing, then he's considered Rasha because the Ivan is a Batashris. And even in the case where he's a Shaygu, and he throws it based on the fact that he's angry, the father's having an by throwing the wallet into the sea. And therefore, in that case, the son does have a Chiv of Kirav Aim, Ayin and Taisus. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Cheskel, Rami Bray, that Rabbi Cheskel was learning the following Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin with his son Rami, Hanisrafim in his skull, that let's say there are people that are Chayiv Misa, Bezdin, and the Chayiv is Sreifa, and they get mixed up with people who are Chayiv Skila, and by the fact that it says Hanisrafim in his skull, it's Mashma that there were more people that were Chayiv Skila, and that was the Raiv. And as Rashi states, Mashma Echem in Hanisrafim in the Sarab in his skull, Habe, there was one person who was Chayiv Sreifa that got mixed up with many people who are Chayiv Skila, the Kai Malon, and we learned in Masechta Sanhedrin, Kol Chayiv Misa Shabbatari in his Arvu, Vein Yadua, Ezeman Bekala, Vein Bechamura. If many people get mixed up and we're not sure which one had a Misa Kala and which one had a Misa Chamura, then all of them get to misa kala. Certainly, you can't give a person that's chayiv a misa kal a misa that's mochama. And we also know there's machlekes between Rav Shimon and Chachamim as to the order of the chumros of different misas bezdin. Rav Shimon holds that the order of misas bezdin is strefa is the most chumra and then skila. And according to the Chachamim, skila is more chumra than strefa. And on Gemara states, Rav Shimon aimi yedayim skila she strefa chamura. Rav Shimon says all of them have misa of skila because strefa is more chumra, and therefore we have to give the person the more kal misa. And when Rabbi Cheskel was teaching this to his son Rami, so Amalei Rabbi Yehuda Bray, his son Rabbi Yehuda heard this, and Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Cheskel, said to his father, Abba leitisnei hachi, this is not the proper way to learn the Mishnah, because my ear is Sreif Chamura. Why would Rabbi Shimon say that the reason why the person gets skila is because Sreif is more Chamura? Typically, the Rubin is Skolninu. Others just say that the reason why they would get skila is because rave of the people will chayiv skila. Based on this point, Rabbi Yehuda told his father, El hachi isneya, had the Skolim in the Sreif, and the way you should learn the Mishnah is that someone who is chayiv skila got mixed up with many people that were chayiv Sreifa, even though most of the people that chayiv Mises Bezdom were chayiv Sreifa, however, they would still give them skila, since Sreifa is more chamar, and we make sure to give all of them the Misa Kala. And the Gemara continues, Amaleis, Rabbi Cheskel told his son Rabbi Yehuda, Ihachi, if you're correct, Ima Sreifa, let us see the din of the Sreifa. The Chum Imin, the Chum argue on Rabbi Shimon, and they hold your din of Sreifa, that the din is that all of them would have a din of Sreifa, Shaskila Chamura, because skila is more chamar, and therefore we're going to judge them with the more Kal Misa. Rabbi Cheskel asked his son, according to your question, my ear is skila chamura, why do Rabbanan have to say that the reason why they would get Sreifa is because we hold that skila is mochama? Typically, the Reuben is Rafinanu, why don't they say that since we're talking about a case that Reuben the people chayiv misa Sreifa, that is why we give them misa Sreifa? And Ayin in the bottom tesis where he explains that the Pshat and the Gemara's question is, Lomli Sreifa chamura, why do Rabbanan have to say that Sreifa is mochama? I feel him shavais, even if Sreifa and skila would be exactly the same, typically, Mishum the Reuben is Skolinanu, then should be that all of them get skila, because Reuv on a Skolin. And the Gemara continues, Amaleis, Rabbi Yehuda responded back to his father, Rabbi Cheskel, Hasim Rabbanon, the Kamalei Rab Shimon, Ein Echinami, Rabbanon were only responding to Rab Shimon based on his Svara, the Ka'amit, Sreif Chamura, that this that you said, that Sreif is more Chamura, and therefore you get Skila, Loi, the din is that Skila is Chamura, therefore you should be minded to me that all of them would get Sreifa. And all the Rabbanon were trying to say is that we're Chaylik on Rab Shimon, and although Rab Shimon holds that Sreifa is most Chamura of the Abba Mises Bezdin, we hold that Skila is most Chamura of the Abba Mises Bezdin. And the Gemara continues with this point, so Amalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, so Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, Shinna, you shop one, Loitem Levuchachi, this is not the way that you should speak to the father. The Tanya, as we learned to Braisa, Harisha of Ival Divrei Torah, if a father is going against something in the Torah, Al Yemele Abba Vatal Divrei Torah, you shouldn't say to him, Father, you're being Ival on something that says in the Torah, and Loimele, but you should say it in a nice Lashon, you should say, Abba, Kach Kasub Torah, that doesn't it say in the Torah as follows. And the Gemara states, Kach Kasub Torah, Tzir Kometzarele, if he says to his father, that doesn't say in the Torah the following, then you also be Mitzari, your father. And as Rashi says, as even though you're saying in this Lashon, you're still saying in a way that sounds like you're telling your father that he's being over on something that says Mefurish in the Torah. And the Gemara says, Abba kach, tell your father that there's a pasuk in the Torah that says as follows, and therefore your father will realize that he's being over on something that says in the Torah, and he didn't go according to what the Torah states. Rashi states, and the father himself will understand that he made a mistake. In this case, even though Rabbi Yehuda didn't bring a pasuk, however, Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda told his father that he made a mistake in the girsa of the Mishnah. It's a bit sarbiya. Why does Shmuel have to go to this brisa, which is talking about psukim, if he could have gone to the brisa we had in Daf Lamed Amud Fum Beis that stated Meira is and this should be included in Leisayis Devarav. And the Gemara continues, Elazar ben Masya teaches us, Abba if a person's father tells him to go bring him a drink of water and a person has a mitzvah to do at that moment, then I will leave the kvod of my father and I will do the mitzvah, because I and my father are chayav to perform that mitzvah. However, the Gemara continues, Isa ben Yehuda ime, Isa ben Yehuda states, that certainly if it's possible to do that mitzvah through someone else, then you should make sure that mitzvah gets done, and he should go and take care of his father's needs. Our master says, Halacha Isa ben Yehuda, the halacha follows this din of Isa ben Yehuda, and if there's a mitzvah, the efshel lasad al yedei achirim, then certainly you should make sure that mitzvah gets done through someone else, and you should go and do kibud av v'eim. And as examples of mitzvahs that a person has to do, Rashi at the bottom of the Amud states, v'yesh mitzvah acheres lefanei lasad is kegoyin likbas ameis oy levaya, and it's mashma from Rashi that we're dafka talking about those mitzvahs that are averus. However, if it would be a mitzvah she'ini averus, then certainly you should do kibud avim first, and only afterwards should you do that mitzvah. If a father's meichel is covered, he's covered with meichel. As we saw earlier, the Rav Huna was meichel eliyakre. However, a Rav shemachal kveder in kveder meichel. If a Rebbe wants him meichel is covered, his covered is not meichel. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef states, I feel a Rav shemachal kveder kveder meichel. Shenema v'Hashem hoich l'fneim yemam. And we know the pasuk in Pashas Bishalach states, v'Hashem hoich l'fneim yemam ba'amun onon l'chaisim aderech v'layla ba'amun eish l'har lehem l'lechus yemam v'layla. And we see that Kadosh Baruch Hu went in front of Klai Yisrael, even though he was the Rebbe, and therefore we see that a Rebbe could meichel and is covered. And I'm Rav states, Hachi Hashro, how can you bring a raya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hasam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Almi Dileu, V'Tari Dileu, Machal Eli Kari. So it makes sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who owns the world and owns the Torah, so he could be Michael on his covered. And we continue on that flow in Bezim Abayis, Hacha Tari Dileu, is the Torah belonged to the Rebbe, that he could be Michael on the covered of the Torah. And the Gemara answers, Hadam Rava, Rava then stated that in Tari Dileu, that Torah does belong to the Rebbe. Siv, as in the first capital of Tehillim, it states, Ki Im B'Seris Hashem Chetza, Yuv Seir Rasa, Yeg, Yeg, V'Layla. So although it says that it's Teres Hashem, but once a person miyagei in Torah, and as Rashi says, umishulam de vigarsa he nikras teirasai, then it becomes his Torah, and therefore he could be meichel on his covered. And the Gemara continues and asks, how can you say that a rav that's meichel on his covered is kvaydi meichel? Eini v'rava mashki be'lulubrei. Rava was serving wine to different guests at the chassid of his son. V'dali kassel rapapa rav huna breider rav yeshua v'kam kamei. And when he gave wine to rapapa and rav huna, the son of rav yeshua, they stood up in front of Rava and Rav Mari. And when he gave wine to Rav Mari and to Rav Pinchas, Breder Rav Chista, and they didn't stand up in order to give cover to Rava. And the Gemara says, Ikbid, that Rava was Makbid Va'oma, Han Rabbanon Rabbanon, Han Rabbanon La Rabbanon. He told Rav Mari and Rav Pinchas, Breder Rav Chista, do you think that you're Rabbanon, therefore you don't have to get up in front of me? And the other Rabbanon, meaning Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breder Rav Shua, that stood up in front of me are not Rabbanon, and therefore they had a chiev to stand up in front of me. You also have a chiev to stand up in front of me. And he was Makbid. And the Mefarshim explained that since we see that Rava was serving his guests, therefore we see that he was meichel is covered, and even so he was makbid, they didn't stand up for him, and therefore you see that Rav Shemachal Kveder in Kveder Machal Besuah. And another question, Rav Papa Mashki Beilul da Abba Mari Brei, that Rav Papa was giving out to drinks during the chasla of his son Abba Mari, and he gave a cup of wine to Rav Yitzchak, the son of Rav Yudah, and he didn't stand up in front of him, and he was makbid. And the Gemara answers, even though he was makbid and the mechila was a valid mechila, but they still felt that it was a front to their covered because the person didn't even show that he wanted to get up. And as Rashi says, Lanua ma'at ki'ilu reitz alam in front of, at least they should have shown that they're trying to get up and trying to show that they want to give him covered, but he was meichel, and that was dakbada. But in Chanami, generally we say, Harav shemachal kvedei kvedei meichel. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Ashi states, Afilu mandam harav shemachal kvedei kvedei meichel, according to the mandam that holds that Rav shemachal kvedei is meichel, Nasi shemachal kvedei in kvedei meichel. A Nasi that would be meichel on his covered would not be meichel. And the Gemara asks, Meisvei, Meisvei, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Tzadik. There was a story of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Tzadik, Shai Mesuvim, Beis Mishter, Bnei Shor, Rabbi Gamliel. They were sitting by the chasna of the son of Rabbi Gamliel, who of course was the Nasi, but Rabbi Gamliel, Eimu Mashkalim, and Rabbi Gamliel was standing and serving them drinks. Nasi, the Kaiser, Rabbi Lezer, Vlei Nutlei, and Rabbi Gamliel gave the Kaiser, Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer wouldn't take from Gamliel because he was the Nasi. Nasi, Rabbi Yeshua, Vikiblei, and then Rabbi Yeshua took the cup from Rabbi Gamliel. So I'm like, Rabbi Lezer said to Rabbi Yeshua, Mazi Yeshua, on a Yeshvin, Rabbi Gamliel, Ribi, Eimu Mashkalim. How could it be that we will sit and Gamliel, who is so chashev, will stand and serve us? A Malay, and Rabbi Shua said, Mitzinu Gadol Mimena Shashimish. I find that there was someone greater than him that was also considered a Nasi, as the Pasuk states, B'digay Avram Avinu, Nesiyat HaBesecheinu. And Rabbi Shua stated, Avram Gadol Adariya, Avram was the Gadol Adar, V'kasabai, and it states, B'digay Avram, V'hu Eime Aleim, when the Malachim came to visit him on the third day of his Milah, he says that he was standing above them and he was helping them out and would be Meshamish them. And if you can tell me, Avram Avinu knew that they were Malachi Asharis, and that's why he served them. We know that they appeared to him as Arabs, and as Rashi says, because Avram Avinu said to them, because we know that the Arabs would bow down to the dust on their feet, and therefore, that you're Arabs, and since you consider the sin very holy, therefore I want to make sure that you wash your feet. And why would you have a problem of Gamliel is serving us, as even though he's Nasi, he was Meichel and is covered. Amalehem Rab Tzadik, and Rab Tzadik responded back both to Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua, and Mas Atem Menichem Kveid Shomakim Atem Eiskim Kveid Abrius, until when you leave the covered of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you'll discuss the covered Abrius. Why do you have to bring a raya that Avraham Avinu was Misharis the Arabs if Lemaisa you could bring on a raya directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the Nesi HaIlam, is Mashav Ruchais, Umal Nesiim, Umayir Matar, Umatzmiach Adama, Va'ir Shukl, Ufnei Kol HaKavachon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the needs of everyone, and he makes the winds blow, and he makes sure that there are clouds, and he brings rain, and he makes sure that the ground brings forth its fruit and its produce, and he sets the table in front of every single person. We are going to be makbid, or Gamliel shouldn't serve us. Of course, a nasi shemachal kvaydai is kvaydai machal. El yitma hachi yitma. And therefore, if we learn this din of Rav Ashi, the following is the way to understand the din that Amar Rav Ashi, afilu manda amar nasi shemachal kvaydai kvaydai machal. Even according to those manda amar that hold that nasi shemachal kvaydai is kvaydai machal, melech shemachal kvaydai in kvaydai machal. Certainly, a melech that's machal in his covered would not be machal. Shinam, as the pasuk says, same tassim lech melech shtei masi lecha. And since it says same tassim, so we see that there should be many simais, and the Torah is teaching you that at all times you should have fear of the melech, and even if he would be meichel and his covered is not machol. And I am mafarshim that is that l'chayr we learned on Amud Aleph that Hashem hayoch l'fneim yaimam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech, and still he was meichel and covered. But I am sham that of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns the world could be meichel and covered. However, melech doesn't have that ability, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that we have to make sure that you have covered, and there's a tzivu of Hashem that a melech basav adam and a melech Yisrael cannot be meichel and covered. And the Gemara continues and discusses the pasuk in Pashas Kedoshim that states, "Mepnei seva takum v'adat pnei zaken v'yireisim alekecha and the Hashem," that before an old man you should get up and you should honor a zaken and you should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I am Hashem. And the Gemara states, "Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, mepnei seva takum." It says in the Torah they have to get up in front of an old man, yochal afilu mepnei zaken hashmoy, and you would think that this includes a zaken who's hashmoy. And Rashi says, "Asham Rasha va'amaretz," that he's a Rasha and an amaretz. And Taisa says that's pashit for Rasha that you now let stand up, as the opposite is true, as you can't give him covered, and it's mutter la kaisa levzaisai and lezazloi. And therefore, Rabbi Tam explains that the Lashon Hashmoy is Lashon Shemin, means someone that's a boor in Am Haaretz, but not necessarily a Rasha. And the Gemara continues to teach us, Tamalei Mizokin, that's why the Torah states, V'yadatu Pnei Zokin, that we refer to a Zokin, V'in Zokin Ela Chacham, and a Zokin is someone that has Chachma, Shenema Esfali Shivim Ish Mizikni Yisrael, as the Pasuk says, B'negei Sanhedrin, and Moshe gathered 70 of the Zikni Yisrael, and Rashi says, Gamma Zokim Mizikni, Malalan Gedailim Chachamim, just like over there, B'negei Sanhedrin, they were Gedailim and Chachamim, Dechsev, Ashiyadata, came Zikni on Vishaitrev. Therefore, over here, we're also talking about those Akinim that are also Chachamim. And Taisa states, Lav Gzeir Shavu Gamuri, it's not Namish Gzeir Shavu, Im Kain, Libay Mumchen, as if though, then the only way that there would be a Chiev of Kavid for a Zokin is only if he's a Mumcha, Kihasam, Eloi Havet, Eloi Chach Ba'amma, the Zokin Hashmai Enoi. We see from there that we're not talking about a Zokin Hashmai. And the Braisa continues, Rabbi Yesi Aglivel Emer, Rabbi Yesi Aglivel explains, Ein Zokin El Misha Kana Chachma, that since the Torah states, Vadat Pre Zokin, and we know that Zokin is an Atrikon of Misha Kana Chachma, Shenema Shem Kanani, Rishis Dakai, and we see the Lashon Kanani referring to Lashon Kinyan. The Gemara will ask, what is the Nafkamini between the Tana Kamashita and Rabbi Yesi Aglivel? And the Gemara continues, Yochel Yamim Panam Makim Rachak, you would think that you have to get up in front of the Tama Chacham and in front of the Zokin right when you see him, and even if he's far away, Tam Loy Matakim Vadata, therefore the Torah states, that the only time that we said you have to stand up is only in a place where you be mechabed the Talmud Chacham and it'll realize you're standing up for him, which is within 4 amis of the Talmud Chacham. And Zok Rashi el makom sheishlidya v'midasa yidhainu tekdal amis the mucha milso shem panav who I made as muchach that you're standing up because of him in order to give him honor. And the Gemara continued yachli adrenu b'mamin, that since it says v'dat p'nei zaken and the lashon hidda generally refers to someone using money, one may think that you have to pay money in order to honor Talmud Chacham. Tamloy metakum v'data makimash im bechasar kis, just like getting up for the Talmud Chacham and for the Zokin does not have a loss of money. Afhidah shein bechasar kis, also giving him honor does not require an outlay of money. Yachal yamim panim beis hakisim and beis hamechetz. Maybe when you're in the beis hakisim and beis hamechetz and the Zokin walks in, you should also give him honor. Tamloy metakum v'data lemati kima el b'makom sheishida, that we only said you should stand up for a Zokin only in a place where it's a makom of kavod. However, in a beis hakisim and a beis hamechetz, that's not a makom of kavod. And therefore, it is no chiv to stand up for a zaken who is a Talmud Chacham. And the Gemara continued, Yochel Ya'atzim Einav K'mishalei Re'ahu. Maybe someone could close their eyes and make believe that they didn't see him, and no one will realize they didn't see him, and maybe that would not be considered a chesaron and kavod, since people will think that you actually didn't see him, so therefore that's not a chesaron and kavod at all. Talmud Leim, Atakim V'yireisa. So the Pasuk states, when they save Atakim, and then the end of the Pasuk says, V'yireisa Melekecha Ani Hashem. We learn out, Dava Masal Leiv, in any type of mitzvah, where it's something that's given over to a heart, and people could think different ways, Nema by v'yireis melekecha, the Torah still says you should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu does know what your intent is, and therefore in this case you shouldn't close your eyes and make believe believe that you didn't see the zaken, and you have to stand up for the zaken. And Rashi points out, Yochel Yatzim Inov Kamish Lero Kamon on Daflam Gimel Menal. The Gemara will ask, Otu Rishias, are we talking about someone that's a Rasha? And then Rashi says, Dava Masalev Lulud Bishal Isadava, to the heart of the person that's doing something, Hu Yedea Imroim Love, he knows if he saw the person or not. Lefisha Yochel Shaman Meina Yabrias, Shilakasiku Kurasha, Shiadun Kapskos for Yemilaru, as even though he could go and make us believe they didn't see him, and no one will think there's a Rasha, as they'll judge him with Kapskos and they'll say they didn't see the Tam Chacham, Lakachnam, if you raise him Lakecha, Shkalam Achshav is gluelessly, that everything is revealed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Yidei Bechah, Shalista, Vilabatel Mitzvah, and Skavenes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will know that your Kavana was to be Vatel Mitzvah, and not to honor the Tam Chacham, and not to honor the Zakein. And the Bryce continues, Rav Shimon Lozer, I remember Nain Zakein Shalei Atriach, how do we know that the Chiyav on the Zakein to try not to be Matriach Tzibah, and if he has any way to walk into an area and not be Matriach Tzibah to stand up for him, they should do so. Taman Zayim Zaken v'Yireisa. The pasuk tells us that even Zaken has a chiyav of v'Yireisa Malakecha ani Hashem. And as Rashi says, Lahachi Samach v'Yireisa Zaken Loime Sha'afa Zaken Yira. That even the Zaken should understand that if he's going to go specifically to walk in front of people, that they should stand up for him in order that he should get honor. Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows his intent and knows that he's doing it for his own honor, and therefore he should make sure that he doesn't do so, and he walks around in a way that the people should not have to stand up for him. And finally, although we saw the Shita of Tanakam Rabbi Yisrael Haglili, the Gemara continues, Issa ben Yehuda, Issa ben Yehuda argues, and he says, when the Torah states that you should get up in front of an elder, I feel kol save mashma, it's teaching us that you have to get up even in front of a zaken hashmai. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yisrael Haglili, Hainu Tanakama, Luchari, what is nafkamini between Rabbi Yisrael Haglili and Tanakama? And the Gemara answers, Ikabinau, Yonak v'chacham, that the nafkamini would be if there's a young person who's also a chacham. Tanakama sava, Yonak v'chacham loi, Tanakama says that we learn after this Canaan by Moshe Rabbeinu, and over there they were older, and therefore the only time that Zachiv to stand up for a Chacham is only if he's older, and the Rishonim explained that he has to be 70 years old. And Rabbi Yisrael Glili saw v'afilu yonim v'chacham, since Rabbi Yisrael Glili learned it from the Lashon Zakein, and he said Zeshe Kana Chachma, so it's irrelevant how old that person is, as long as he was Kana Chachma, he's considered Zakein, and therefore you have to stand up for him, and you have to give him covet. And the Gemara explains, my time with Rabbi Yisrael Glili, Amalucha, Isaac Zakeh, come Tanakama, as he will say to you that if you hold like Tanakama in the claim, Nichtarachmana, but he saved Zakein, talking with Data, so the Torah should have said it would talk about one person, and the Torah should have said they should get up for an older person that is also a Chacham. And Maishna, the Palginul Rachmana, why is it the Torah stated two clauses and stated, Mepay Seva Takum, Data Pay Zakein, which is Mashma, we're talking about two people, Lemaim, the High Love High, the High Love High, and this is teaching us that we're talking about two separate people. We're talking about an older person, and we're also talking about a Chacham that's Misha Kana Chachma. And Rashi explained, Shmami No, Tati Milin, in order the Torah is teaching us two dinim, Bahari Kama, Mepay Seva Takum, Data, Takum, Data Pay Zakein, Shekana Chachma, Vafil Yonik, and even if that Chacham is someone that's younger, you have to stand up and give him covet. Umid Chachmed Achachma, Aminu Nami, Seva Lav Zakein Hashmoi Kama, and therefore, since the Torah is Makbin Achachma, so it must be when the Torah is stated Seva, it's not talking about someone that's older in Amma Oritz, we're talking about someone that's older and at least partially a Chacham. The Lakhlamim Rabbisi, Azakra Shmoi Nami Palig, Imkain, Hainu Isa Ben Yehuda, as if we will explain when the Torah states been placed Seva Takum Vardata, that's referring to someone that's older and even Amma Oritz, then L'chari, there's no difference between Rabbi Yisrael Glili and Isi Ben Yehuda. And as the Gemara states, Shema Minah, Afilu Yonik V'Chacham, and therefore we see, according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, that even if someone is younger, but they are Chacham, there's a Chiyav of Kavin and a Chiyav of Hiddah. And the Gemara continued with Tanakama, Mishun Nebayla Mizbech, Zak V'Yireisa, that the reason why we split it up into two different clauses is because we wanted to make sure that the word Zakin is next to V'Yireisa, to teach us the Din of Rav Shimon Gamliel, that Menayin L'Zak is Shalei Atriach, and he learned this from the Pasuk, Tamalim Zak V'Yireisa, from the Smichas Hadvarim of Zak V'Yireisa. And of course, if we would say Mepay Seva Zakum Takavar Data and then say V'Yireisa Malakecha Ani Hashem, the word Zakim would not be next to the words V'Yireisa Malakecha. The Gemara continues with Tanakama, my time, according to Tanakama, why does he agree to Rabbi Yisi that even a younger person that is also Kana Chachma, that there's a Chiyav of Kavin and there's a Chiyav of Hiddah? The Gemara answers, Isaac Adagacham Rabbi Yisi Lili, as a Chum felt, if it would be like Rabbi Yisi Lili that there are two different dinim, Kane Nichter Rachmano, and we continue on Daflam and Gemom Alv, and please Seva Takavar Data, and we should speak about the dinim of Seva, and then we should speak about the dinim of Zakin, and we should say Takum v'Adatr play Zakin. By the fact that we said play Seva Takum v'Adatr play Zakin, and we use different terms for both Shmar Minochadu, it must be that we're talking about the same person, and we're only talking about someone that is older and is also a Chacham, and we will stop over here.